does the best job of managing forests sustainably? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Bray, professor in the Department of Earth and Environment at Florida International University, says it might not be who you expect.
In a June 2021 report, UN climate change and biodiversity experts urge nations to establish strict protected areas and promote locally adjusted sustainable management practices to address climate change and biodiversity loss. In my research, I find that Mexican community forests are the world's best model of local sustainable management, and still too little known. Mexico's biodiverse forests provide winter refuge for monarch butterflies and habitat for jaguars and over 1,000 species of birds. Communities own around 60% of the nation's forests. Government reformers provided support, and communities seized the opportunity with entrepreneurial vigor. Cutting down trees may seem a counterintuitive strategy, but some 1,600 communities sustainably log over 17 million acres of forest. Community forests in tropical Quintana Roo have lower deforestation rates than parks and preserve habitat. At the Sierra Norte of Oaxaca, 23 communities have a total area of over 500,000 acres, nearly 80% of it forested for sustainable production and conservation. This thickly forested landscape has also produced 3 million metric tons of timber and carbon over a 20-year period. By storing carbon in long-lasting products like furniture and construction, sustainably managed forests actually capture more carbon than strictly conserved forests. Mexico's community forests are a market-oriented strategy to reduce poverty, stop deforestation, conserve biodiversity, and mitigate climate change.
That was David Bray of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.